Well, I mentioned a few minutes ago that it is 90 years since the first ever radio broadcast. And to mark the anniversary, every BBC radio station across the globe, including BBC Radio Nottingham, will come together for the first time in the BBC's history at 5:33 this afternoon. There will be a simultaneous broadcast of a 3-minute composition on the theme of the future by the Blur frontman Damon Albarn. So that's 5:33 today on BBC Radio Nottingham and on every other BBC radio station in the world. But first, a look to the past. BBC Radio Nottingham's Kevin Stanley has been examining the earliest days of local radio in Nottinghamshire.
Welcome to the BBC Radio Nottingham newsroom. Now, you may think that BBC local radio around here started with this.
This is BBC Radio Nottingham on VHF 94.8 and Rediffusion Channel C. And the chimes of Little John, Nottingham's city clock, signal the fact that Radio Nottingham is officially on the air.
But in fact, the story starts here on Bridlesmith Gate on Sunday the 28th of September 1924.
This is 5NG calling. 5NG calling. This is the Nottingham Relay Station, 5NG calling.
We had a small studio at Bridlesmith Gate, which was about, I should imagine, about 18 by 35. And the artists or the children's corner people just used to congregate around this one microphone. We had to adjust it accordingly for if we had a brass band or anything like that in the studio.
The thing I had was an aerial made of electron wire that was got about 5 strands of steel in it and 1 strand of copper wire, and I had it from my bedroom window down to the lounge underneath, and I used to listen on this crystal set in the lounge, and then night time I used to disconnect the set from this in the lounge, take it upstairs to bed and listen in bed.
Among those making their debuts here was a young 12-year-old from Mapperley called Cyril Stapleton, later one of the country's best-known band leaders. As technology advanced, national and regional radio took over. 5NG was no longer needed as a relay station. It closed on the 31st of October 1928, after just 4 years. It would be nearly 40 years before local radio from Nottingham returned to the airwaves, broadcasting from here at York House on the 31st of January 1968.
It's therefore a great pleasure to me as Lord Mayor of Nottingham to have the opportunity of taking part in tonight's important occasion of the opening of Radio Nottingham. I know my council welcomes the coming of local radio to the city, and I'm sure will do everything it can as a local authority to encourage and stimulate the interest and development of the service.
I actually tried to get a job officially with BBC Radio Nottingham before the station opened. There was an advertisement in the local paper with all the jobs that had to be filled on a local radio station, and I applied, and I got the fastest rejection note I should think the BBC ever sent out.
John? John Hoare? John?
Yeah.
Hello, how old are you?
9.
And where do you come from?
3 Howe Gardens, Wilder Park, Nottingham.
Oh, near the deer?
Yeah.
Do you ever see them?
Yes, once or twice.
Do they ever come into your garden?
No.
You know you have to keep away from them, don't you?
Yes,
because they can... They're very nasty sometimes, aren't they?
Yeah, I've seen their big horns sometimes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, BBC Radio Nottingham has been here at its London Road premises since the late 90s, although even now I still tend to call it the new building. And there have been times, especially in recent days, when Auntie Beeb has perhaps seemed frail and vulnerable. But whatever you think of her politics, she's a great survivor.
This is 5NG calling. 5NG calling. This is the Nottingham Relay Station. 5NG calling.
If anybody answered any of those calls. This is 5NG calling. Hello. You're with BBC Radio Nottingham. I'm Andy Whittaker. It's a